July 15th, Thursday. How can you follow in His steps? Among the God-given blessings that you've received, the greatest is perhaps be 24-hour prayer. However, while praying, there are times when you must make moment-by-moment decisions. What must you do during those times? What would God do in this situation? What does God want you to do? You must momentarily lay down your thoughts and standards and ask questions before God. He will answer you through your conscience. Also, if you are facing conflicts with others or have been misunderstood, why don't you engage in a sincere conversation by lowering your attitude? Through those meetings with others, God will renew your incorrect imprints and nature and widen your vessel as an evangelist. The path that you go on for the first time. Numbers 28, verse 15. Also one male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. In every age, disasters such as earthquakes, calamities, and infectious diseases arose. Then people restored the gospel, and in some cases, the church was even revived. However, the gospel soon faded, and people held on to other ideals and beliefs. But again, disaster struck the age. This vicious cycle still repeats even now. This is the path that you are experiencing for the first time. But don't worry. God has given you the word that you must absolutely remember. What might His word be? Number 1. The disaster that transcends time and space. Satan's attacks transcend time and space. He attacks through personal spiritual problems and expands spiritual disasters disguised as culture all across the world. What's more serious is that this brings forth personal disasters. Number 2. The answer that transcends time and space. God has granted you the answer of transcending time and space. He sent the offering of a woman and promised the miracles of the Exodus. By Christ dying for your sake, He has forgiven you of your sins and broke down the works of the devil. You simply need to believe and enjoy these facts. Furthermore, you must relay this grace to the posterity. Moses, Joshua, and Caleb enjoyed their status and authority every day and were inside of 24-hour prayer. This is called prayer globalization. The disasters of the age are bound to come, and in order for the blessings of the throne to be established, you too are in need of a time of prayer globalization. Dear God, in this age full of disasters, may I enjoy and relay the answer that transcends time and space. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.